Open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 11. I want to read a few scriptures before I tell you. I'm going to make some statements too, so you can kind of shift with me in the anointing and bring the insight of, I want you to write it down, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. I don't think the church ever got to that position fully. Where he talks about the fivefold ministry gifts, and it talks about what they were assigned to do. And because they got mixed up, the church never got to the 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 verse, where people can grow up and know how to flow in the Spirit themselves. Once you get there, there's no turning back. Once you realize, so there's some things I want you to realize. Now I'm going to make a statement. Holy Spirit is going to have to help you. God is in competition with his blessing. The blessing is getting more attention than God. That has to be turned around. A lot of time, people come to church for the blessing. But what about the blesser? And without proper instruction, I'm going to start tonight. There's a lot of things in the spirit that you think you're flowing in, but you're drifting. You have a lot of weight in scriptures, but you don't have enough muscles. You're carrying a lot of texts and sermons and scriptures, but your muscles got to get stronger. All right? And in listening, you're going to find out Deuteronomy 10:10. Deuteronomy, make sure you find it because I want you to see it. I want the Lord to speak to us tonight. And I don't know if I spell this word right, but the presence of God, all right, the presence of God, then the presence from God. You got to see the two difference, you see. The presence of God is more than the present you receive from God.
Yes, sir.
It's more than miracles, more than sign, more than wonder. And I'll take you to another scripture to show you that. But here I want you to see this. For the land, whether thou goes in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt from whence you came out. Where thou sowest thy seed, now notice this, and watereth it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. Verse 11 now, and this is a shift in it. The apostolic anointing is coming on the church. But the land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valley, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, a land where the Lord thy God cares for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even until the end of the year. Now look over in verse 21. That your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your father to give them. Now look, notice the end statement of verse 21. Everybody see it? The last statement in verse 21. Read it. As the days of heaven on earth. When your intimacy get closer to God than anything else, your intimacy is closer than your prayer, closer than your praise, closer than your worship. You want him to be in his presence.
Yes.
Now he will walk through you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to take my time, let the anointing fall.
Yes, sir.
His presence. His presence means more than the gift.
Yes.
that you receive, present you receive from him. Are you following me? So I want you to write this as a to catch your attention. Understanding the secrets of living the days of heaven on earth. And we do some shift. We're going to do some shifting. Let's go to turn to John 4. We'll look there a minute. John 4. So I got to have, I got a lot of notes out here because it's a shifting thing, boy. John 4, John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh and now is when it, what kind of worshiper? Shall worship the Father how?
In spirit and truth.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and what?
In truth.
All right. Now, the shift that we're making is not what God can do for me, but I want God himself. Listen to me now. Listen to me. Because in your prayer time and your meditation time, everything's going to be different. You're shifting into the presence of God, and God present means more to you than anything else. Listen to this introduction. Take your focus off your needs. You know why you can take your focus off your need? Philippians 4:19. Look at it. Look at it. Satan wants us to stay need conscious. And God wants us to know we don't have no needs. Just stay in his presence. You can't stay in God's presence and have needs. Now you can stay in prayer and have need. But that prayer don't bring you in his presence. Are you following me? He said, but my God shall supply all your need.
Yes, sir.
Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir.
According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's Psalm 23:1 say? I should not want. Delight yourself in the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, how can I say this, Lord? We are weighted down with these scriptures, but do they have any muscle in your life? We got it. We got the scriptures. We can quote, y'all quote scriptures. I call it, y'all can quote them. But the apostolic anointing want to take you to an Ephesians 4:11 through 16 lifestyle that nobody can deceive you, nobody can stop you, and you always know that you have what you need. Your wants, your desires are already paid for. So you can spend that time praising him. But most of our time, we are trying to get something done. Lord, you got to help me do this. The Lord said, hey, I'm here. What about me? I'll tell you a shocking statement. You're not going to even have to know how to handle this. We are here to meet God's need. You meet God's need, you'll never have a need. What God needs is, what did he say in John 4:23 just now? He seeketh what? Such to worship him in spirit and truth. You fulfill God's need and you will never have to pray for nothing but for somebody else.
Yeah.
Who's those people deliver all that stuff at the highway? What their name is?
UPS?
Yeah, your wants, your needs, and your desire will come constantly. They'll show up when you, I mean, they'll show up, You say, oh, there it is again. But you're so focused on him. That's the days of heaven on earth. But you focus on God, my goodness. So take your focus off your needs, wants, and desire. Now watch what I'm saying. Turn to Romans chapter 8. And focus on God's calling and purpose. Focus on God's calling and purpose. Turn to Romans 8. It says, one of the major weaknesses of the body of Christ, we have been taught to serve a need-meeting God. A need-meeting God. So we never really see him fully because we're so overwhelmed by getting our needs met. Have you ever just sat down and talked to him? Didn't ask him for nothing? Okay. So it's a shifting. You there? Stop settling for less and start seeking God. Plans and purposes. You already told us in Jeremiah 29:11, you know what that said? Jeremiah 29:11, you know what that said?
Yes, sir.
Huh? He got plans. He said, yeah, my plan in the NIV said, my plan is to prosper you and give you an expected end.
Yes, sir.
So if he planned on doing it, why I got to beg him for it? The problem is, you have a problem. The problem is you've been pastoral trained without the apostolic age. And so the transfer of the school of ministry, the ministers that are under me and you, I got to take you all at the same time to understand how to have a closer relationship with God and look up and you don't have no need, no want, and no desire.
I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Stay with me now. So the Spirit of God says, stop selling for less and start seeking God's plan and purpose. Now there in Romans 8:26-28, it tells you, number one, your infirmities. Number two, the mind of the Spirit. Number three, the will of God. Number four, your love for God. Number five, you have a calling to fulfill. Number six, the purpose of God. Look at it if you don't believe me. Look at Romans 8:26. You find all that in it, in the Spirit. First of all, your infirmities cannot stop you if you seek him. It's as if you don't have no infirmity. They're there, but God take your infirmity and turn it into something else. Strength, power, glory, victory. Are you following me? Follow me closer now. Look at Romans 8. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our what?
Infirmity.
How many of y'all know y'all got infirmity?
Amen.
The rest of y'all go to home. Go on home. I can't help you. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, that's a misprint, himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be heard. That's praying in the Spirit, right?
Yes.
All right, go to the next verse now. Watch this. Watch the next verse. And he that searches the heart, or searches the soul, or searches the inner man, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. There you go. The mind, what is the mind of the Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Because he make intercession.
Yes, sir.
For the saints. Now, here's another grave thing we must understand. According to the will of God.
Yes, sir.
So if you operate in the mind of the Spirit and the will of God, tell me what can stop you. And I tell you what, your infirmities is what take you there. He left those infirmities in us, so we have to depend on him. Lord, I'm weak, but thou art strong. You follow what I'm saying? Now, if you pay attention tonight, you're going to lose a lot of weight. Turn to Hebrews 12, 1. Lay aside. I know I left Roman early, but that's fine. I'm just going now. Hebrews 12, 1. Wherefore, seeing we are compared about so great a cloud of witness, let's lay aside every weight and the sin. It's not all sin. Some of it's just weight. You know, carrying burden, carrying your need, carrying your want, carrying your desire, see something you want. But yet, it's yours already. But you had to focus on him. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to cross this. Thing.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes. Lay aside every weight. And the same way, so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that it said before. And look what the second verse says now. You don't have to look nowhere else. Keep your eyes on Jesus,
yes,
the author and finisher of your faith. And then it tells us that life is progressive. You may go through some thing, but if you know that you know,
yes,
you know where you're headed.
Yes.
The voice tell you,
Yes. Yes.
You finally gonna sit down.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
No, I mean, no matter what you're going through, you got that destiny is waiting on you as a child of God.
Yes.
He said, I'll never forsake you nor leave you.
Hallelujah.
I hope somebody get help in here tonight.
Yes.
You know, I know people deal with various things, and we've been seeking God, but seeking more what we want from God. Come to the point where we just see him.
Yes.
Everything shows up. You seeing it?
Yes.
All right. Turn to Acts chapter 17. Start living, moving, and understanding your being and assignment. Your being. Don't let your mind run you. Your mind is not you, and you not your mind. Your mind come up with all kinds of stuff. Come on, talk to me the truth. Talk to me. Your mind. I don't know if you're gonna make it. Look at that. See, you're supposed to be using your mind. Your mind does not supposed to be using you. I read one time, it says, sit and watch what your mind gonna say next. It's always a mess. Unless you get it renewed. Well, you know, pain hits your mind, so you know what that is. Pain hits your body. You know what that is, right? You gotta know how to tell it, shut up! I'm your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be using you. You don't be using me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the Bible and renew you.
Yeah.
And give you the mind of the Spirit. Let me just ask a question. See, y'all, because we're so spiritual. How many of y'all sometimes have a problem with your mind? The rest of y'all lives, hold your hand up. All of it. All online. Because that's the way Satan come in. So he won't take over and he tell you all kind of things and everything. Some come on TV and say, uh-oh, here it come. No, it ain't coming here. You follow me? In him, we live, we move, and have our being. Being mean, I do not have to become. So let me say this. I don't have to become blessed. I am blessed. I don't care what's going on around me. The blessing is going to take it over. But we must not focus on the blessing. Focus on the blesser, not just for the blessing. Heavy hang over our head. We're carrying a lot of weight, but not enough muscles in the spirit. Scripture after scripture. A lot of feeding. You've been fed a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
But now, oh my goodness, but now it's time for you to become a leader. People should see something in you they don't have.
Yes.
And ask you how you got it. What is that? When you're in intimacy with God, intimacy is more powerful than insight. When you're in intimacy with God, people who are not should get nervous when they're standing around you. I've seen people in the line in the store got so nervous, they don't know why they're nervous. But I'm walking in his presence. Let me make this statement that the Spirit of God, I'm going to use this word, give me an unction. All your prayers already answered.
Yes.
That which seemed like it's not going to change, it got to change.
Yes.
And the change that is coming over you right here tonight, you will be more powerful than you ever been in your life. Because you got your eyes on him. You can't keep your eyes on God and he don't do something about it.
Yeah, I believe that.
The Bible says, trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Lean not what? On your own. Not in him what? He'll do what? But let him do it then. You think you got to pray 50 hours about that? Write down Acts 7:27-29. You'll see it because I want to take you. I'm going to another aspect of it in a few minutes. Seeking the Lord at all time, in every situation. Turn to Psalm 34:10. Matthew 6:33. Now these scriptures ought to take a different now. Psalm 34:10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. What are we going to do this way? What are we going to do this way? But they that seek the Lord should not want any good thing. I got to pray for it 19 hours and it's already mine. See, when you know it's yours, just take it. Nobody can stop you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Who in Bible class tonight?
Amen.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
May the Holy Spirit help us to make this transition.
Hallelujah.
From seeking things more than we're seeking God. That's the way you've been taught for a long time. I've been teaching a lot of y'all a lot of time. I think the apostolic's on me many years because I've been trying to shift, but I'm getting it clearer and clearer now as the Lord using me to shift the body of Christ, all those people online, to shift them to understand this.
Amen. Amen.
Well, should not want for any good thing. Get this. Why we haven't seen more of the supernatural, more miracles, more signs, more wonders? Here's the answer. The supernatural don't function in needs. its function in the finished work of Christ. You didn't get it. The supernatural, see, the supernatural ain't gonna have time to bow down just with your knee. If you're not coming to the presence of God, knowing the finished work.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
See, it's finished before you start.
Yes, sir.
Now, your Bible says, ask and it shall be given, seek and it shall find. But you got to go there with that type of faith that what I'm asking for is already finished.
Yes, sir.
So your faith supposed to be operating from John 19:30. You know what that says?
Yes, sir.
Huh? You believe him? You lying or what? What did it say in John 19:30? Look at it. What did it say? When Jesus was hanging on that cross. It is finished, right? What that include? I can go down and find out whatever you're dealing with. You might be dealing with a family problem. You might be dealing with a child. You might be dealing with multitude of things. But that one voice tell you what's right for you is already finished. So the exaltation of the apostolic anointing is exalting you to pursue God, call and purposes. Pursue God, call and purposes on your life. See, because we have thought that just the pulpit has a call, but all of God's children has a call and has a purpose. Right? You need to be trained as a believer to overcome your own need by your faith in God. You wait a minute, say it again. You need to be, what is 1 John 5:4, turn that. You have enough faith to overcome anything by yourself. Who's ever born of God overcomes the world, right? And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John 4:4, look at that. Look at that. 1 John 4:4. Is that 5:4? Let's go to 4:4 now. Someday you will overcome. We shall overcome. Climbing on a rough side on a mountain. No, Bobby didn't tell you to climb no mountain. He told you to move the mountain. Mark that. Look, ye of God, little children. How many of y'all of God? All right, you of God, hold your hand up and have overcome them. Anything that try to stop you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have to be drawn away from self to kingdom lifestyle and priorities. Why say, seek ye first the kingdom of God? Romans 14:17. What does it say about the kingdom of God? Turn to it. Romans 14:17. I think I got the right voice, right? I don't have these voices on my note. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink. But look what it says here, but righteousness. And peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, this is not no feeling Bible study tonight. And I'm not talking to your emotion. I'm not talking to your ego. I'm aiming to put divine energy in you. That when you leave out here, the Holy Spirit can recall something I said and anoint you to use it. Take these notes. I'm going to give you some foundation in a few minutes. Now, Pastor J. job, if he's not under an apostle, I know it because I'm a pastor, feeding people rather than training them. Just feed them and feed them and feed them. Now, one thing I can say about Word of Life, I've had some people in this church went through some episodes, but they handled it themselves. I even called a man, talked to him about his dead brother. He said, yeah, all right, I got it. Thank you, sir. I got it. I couldn't say nothing. He didn't want no scripture, nothing prayer. Because he knew what to do himself. You got to know what to do yourself. You got to be able to handle it. Trust God. Now, I'm going to show you why we didn't go to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Today, the pastoral role is to love and feed the people, and they put on weight. Whereas the apostolic anointing seeks to train the people so they can put on muscle. Yes, hold on, I just want you to remember this. Yeah, we think about spiritual muscle. Listen very carefully. The apostolic anointing challenged the people to live out their full potential and rely God's will for their life. And the people who respond to this exhortation rise to greater effectiveness and usefulness. You listening?
Yes.
They develop spiritual muscles as they are trained to become useful vessels to fulfill God's plan. We're so busy praying about what we want, God's plan going down the drain. Preach, man. Preach, woman. What you can preach. You got the anointing. All of us not called to the fire for me to give, but preach where you are. I just want you to get this. Turn to Colossians 1, 28, 29, and I want you all to read that two verses because I'm going to make a statement. Colossians 1, 28, 29. Now, in my closing, I'm going to give you a sevenfold foundation to build on, all right? Yeah. All right, in Colossians 1, 28, read. You heard that? Go to the 29th verse now. Listen. This apostolic anointing or this shifting that the Lord put in the church, it deals with people by admonishing each man to become matured and by training every man in all wisdom until every man would be able to present complete in Christ. Back to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. The 16th verse says, every joint supplied. Strong. Now watch this. You might not like it, but here it comes. A lot of preaching perform services rather than demanding performance. You suck 25 years of my life and can't stand up? You've been here 20 years and don't know how to fight for yourself? You follow what I'm saying? I want to watch you perform in the spirit and watch you knock Satan down yourself. I can't keep knocking him down for you. You got to know how to swing at him yourself. Amen. With the sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
Here's what we must hear. The apostolic issue a challenge to the people to take responsibility over their own lives and needs. Oh, you're talking about Reverend so-and-so and Apostle so-and-so. What about you? Am I an apostle and you an imposter? What's it? The Holy Ghost called this scripture there in Romans 8:11. I usually say it this way in the translation, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Good God Almighty. If that spirit was able to raise Jesus from the dead, I could raise him from this little problem. Now, all of your health, all of your wealth, all of your wisdom, everything you need is in this type of message.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't know if clamoring and decreeing have the same significance. You can clam something, but when you decree something, but to decree, you have to be well acquainted with God, according to Job. Acquaint thyself with him. And then he talked about all the things that happened. Then he said, decree a thing. You're ready now. You're ready to decree it. Decreed mean I say it and walk off from it, never touch it again. It got to come to pass. I call things that be not, as though they were and they are. See? So, what we're talking about, you becoming a decreer. You see it and you decree it and walk away from it. And it got to follow you. The people are to choose their own destinies by making decisions to obey God's word. The apostolic anointing get people to do things for themselves. Don't be calling me every 5 minutes. I just quit. I stopped going on. I said, yeah, all right. I ain't going anywhere. But you ought to know what to do. Now, if I'm led by the Spirit, if you're in trouble, I know it. But sometimes you need to fight out yourself. Amen. Y'all don't want amen at y'all. Want me to do every wedding, every funeral. I can't do all that. I ain't doing all that. I got another assignment. I'm going to send somebody. Amen. Unless the Lord tell me go. Like Lewis' funeral, the Lord told me I had to preach a funeral. He'd been with me 30-some years. Functional members. Members that are functioning. You can see them functioning in their lives. But here's another statement. Equipped to meet needs rather than equipping for ministry work. Today's pastoral role equipped the leaders to act as God's agent of grace to meet people's needs, wherein the apostolic anointing equipped every believer to function effectively in the work of the ministry. Just let me read this and then I'm going to give you those foundations I want you to build on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you're talking about living the days of heaven on earth. We're talking about not watering life with your foot. All right? And then if you're dealing with something, just get close to God and hug him. And just tell him, I'm not going to turn you loose, huh? Just hug him. We want to be in his presence.
Yes.
You ever hug God? God ever hug you? You start praising him and worshiping, he'll put his hand on you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. I don't want to miss one. I don't need to say it. The apostolic mantle allow a greater flow of revelation to the lives of people, making them well able and capable to do what God desired for them. Write down Philippians 2:13. Oh yeah, I'm glad I didn't leave. I stayed this one here. This one here gonna hurt. The difference between the pastoral church and the apostolic was supposed to be in all of the other ministry gifts with God's government. Watch this. Maintenance as goal rather than maturity in its focus. Not maturing. Today's pastoral role has maintenance as its goal, where the apostolic anointing has maturity in its focus. Look at the person next to you and tell them, grow up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Okay, now I want you to be able to build your life on an apostolic sevenfold anointing. Yes. Turn to 2 Timothy 2:15. And it's going to be progressive. You'll be moving from one level to another. Yes, sir. 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study to show yourself approved of God. See that? Yes, study to show thyself approving of God, a workman that need not be ashamed, right? Yes. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay. The first foundation is proper information. You got to have the information. Once the information comes, you go to the second level. The second level, Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:1 through 3, you go into the level of meditation. Information. And then you go into the level of meditation. Joshua 1:8. Look at this. This book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, but thou shalt meditate day and day and night. What you do in it?
Meditate.
That thou mayest observe, do according to all that's written therein. For then God shall make your way prosper, and God will give you good success. But you do it. You got to do it. Meditate. Just stay with it. Read it over and over. Sit tight. And God will start speaking out of it. Look at the results. Holiness and cleanliness come when you meditate. Because you know nothing better than God. That's Psalm 1:1-3.
Yes, sir.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. Huh?
Amen.
But his delight is in the law, and in that law does he meditate day and night. He should be like a tree. Then he get down and say, whatsoever he do. Who like that?
Yes.
Now I'm gotta go. I gotta go way now. I'm not only preaching this; I'm living it. Whatever I do, prosper.
Yes.
But I sold out a long time ago from this world. I just had to duck ministers, get out of ministers associating and stuff, because I wasn't seeing enough.
Come on now.
Now, the presence of the Lord is here to sell all your needs, all your wants, all your desire, all the healing you need, all the health you need. Whatever is here now. I feel it all over my skin. I feel the presence of the Lord. Come on, tell the best. You know, the Lord, the reason the Lord told me to open the school of ministry, he told me exactly, he said, open the school of ministry, and I want you to teach them, but I really want them to see when the anointing fall on you. It's real. It belonged to you. My sons, you see my other son now here, he's out of town. That's why he's not here. They don't mess around. They know how to play that. They don't call 24 hours. If I call them, they better be moving. Because I train them for ministry. I need y'all over here right away. They all coming, wide open. My daughter, too. I just put putting my daughter on TV. She had preached some time ago. In 3 or 4 days, 6,000 people were listening at her. I told her, you get the second phrase ready for this thing. You, all them people listening, you go preach again, girl. She said, all right, Dad, all right, Dad. I don't know what it is. It was 6,001 last time I looked at it in 4 days. I don't know, Lord just told me to put it online. Turn it over. Yeah, I think it was called Turn It Over. Now listen. The next anointing is revelation. You're going to need all these in your life. You're going to need information. You're going to need meditation. You're going to need revelation. Meditation brings revelation on. Amen. Matthew 18, 13, 19, when all them people saying all them different things, that boy had revelation of the heart of Christ, the Son of the living God. He had revelation. The other one just had information. And it wasn't right. It wasn't good right information. You get in the spirit. You get in the spirit. Sometimes I just get quiet. The mess that everything that going wrong look like sometimes. And people, I just get quiet. Tell them, be quiet. Let's see what God got to say. Revelation. Then you got John 16, 13, 15. The Holy Spirit is listening and eavesdropping from heaven to tell you exactly what God is saying is yours and how to do everything. Look in John 16. Let's look at it very quick. I got about that. Look in John 16. We're talking about revelation. John 16, 13. Man, one of the most powerful voices in my life. How be it when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. So we got an eavesdropper in heaven. That should he speak. And then, oh my God, thank God. And he will show you things to come. Right? Look at the next verse. He shall receive a mind and shall what?
Show
it to you. And look at verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. So if that's so, all things the Father have is mine. Right? Therefore I say, that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. I think the word show you three times.
Yes, sir.
You saw it?
Yes, sir.
So no matter where you are, what you're dealing with, the Holy Ghost is obligated to show you what to do.
Amen.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me hurry and get the other one. And I don't believe, I believe that God gave them to me in about 5 minutes, but I believe in divine order. Because behind revelation is a word that I always think about, importation. Importation. Romans 1, look at Romans 1 and 11. Importation. Now, all these are apostolic anointing that God is switching his body of Christ in those who hear. You can go back over and read the scripture. And meditate on it. You see, you got the information. I'm giving you the information.
Yes,
right. Love you to do the rest. Yes. Romans 1 and 11. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. To the end, could God Almighty, ye may be what?
Established.
Woo, my goodness. That's an apostle talking to a congregation. Yeah, tonight, I'm an apostle talking to a congregation. That you be fully established at the impartation in this meeting is coming up on you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Impartation is so important, but you can't impart nothing if you don't have it. You haven't spent quality of time with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Learn to spend quality of time with God, not just going through your prayer and then it's over. When God tap you on the shoulder at 1 o'clock, stop and see what he want. See, we train ourselves to pray and get away. Keep listening. All through your waking hour, listen. He might tell you something any moment could change your life forever. But we've been trained, do your duty. But I'm telling you, stay in his presence.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You could be in his presence in a crowd.
Yes.
They're talking about a whole lot of other things. All of a sudden, George say, step away a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's good, sir.
Amen. Matter of fact, he's talking to some of y'all right now.
Yeah.
Online, he's talking to you right now. Yes. As maybe something you've been dealing with, he's talking to you right now how to handle it. He's telling you right now. I wouldn't preach a gospel that I wouldn't have backup. We try to jump to this one, number five. But I think you better look at the mother fool before you try to jump to number five. Manifestation. Manifestation. I got John 14:21. Manifestation. So you see now, we can jump and try to have manifestation. We don't have the right information. And they might have the information, but we didn't meditate it. So we quoting scripture and spitting scriptures out there, but we haven't meditated. See, the scripture, before you can talk to scripture, the scripture had to talk to you. Then you'll be anointed when you say it. He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and look at that, and will manifest myself to him. What's the first one?
Information.
Second one?
Meditation.
Third one?
Revelation.
Fourth one?
Impartation.
And we're standing on manifestation. So could it be you've been trying to get a manifestation and didn't have the right information? Or did not spend enough time in. While I'm talking, he just gave me another one. Number six, demonstrations.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 2, 4, and 5. Demonstration. You got to have the right kind of preaching to give demonstration. You can't really get demonstration from Sunday school teaching. It's training you up for demonstration. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Look at the next verse here, that your faith. Number seven, graduation. And look at the verses. Philippians chapter 3, look at verse 10. That I may know him.
Yes, sir.
And the power of his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Huh? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And listen, listen. And the fellowship of his suffering.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Being made conformable unto his death. Then you look at look at the 10th verse. Philippians 3, 10. Look at the 11, 12, 13, and 14. The 11th verse, quickly. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, go to the next verse. Not as though I have already attained, either was already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Look at verse 13. I'll give you the other one in a few minutes. Somebody said, what the other one he just give you? Yeah, you didn't give us that. You don't take that home. I'm going to give it to you. I knew I could feel some of y'all say, what the other one was? What one? What the Lord just told you just now, you said? Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Forget it.
Yes,
forget all your mistakes.
Yes, sir.
And reaching forward to those things which are before. Here's where graduation comes. Graduation comes to let you know you haven't fully arrived. You'll never fully arrive. It's so much of God. So he says in the 14th verse, look what he says in the 14th verse. When you come to that point, I press. Keep pressing. Okay, how good things look, I press toward the mark. Because the mark The mark is still out of distance. You got to keep going toward it, of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The one he told me about while I was talking is, and it's a great one. It's, I love this one, visitation. The Lord visits you. The Lord give you special visitation. You're sitting on your porch rocking, and the Lord come and put his hand on your shoulder and tell you everything all right. See, I'm a porch rocker. I do it hours and hours and hours. Sometimes people pay me, this all this man do? I've been doing that for what, 40 years, huh? Yeah, I sat in front of the house. I didn't have no rocker, you know. I wasn't able to buy no rocker. I had no porch. I had to lay back on the wall of the house. I asked my wife, can we build a porch on this house? I said, she said, it ain't gonna work. And one of the reasons we ain't gonna work, we ain't had the money. But now I got about 8 or 9 rockers. Yeah. Stick with it. Just stick with it. Keep pursuing him. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Keep pursuing him. All right. I heard these three statements. You've heard me say them before, but they're sufficient for this time. We are designed by God to live in harmonious condition, in harmony, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. You need to write that down. I mean, I know some of y'all know it because I've said it before. So John 10:10, the enemy can't stop me no more. I got the abundant life. Setting your love on him. You need to pray that prayer in Ephesians 3:14-20 and get to the 20-foot nigh unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hallelujah. I'm trying to close. Let the word keep you in the will, plan, and purpose of God. I think I mentioned the other day having word surgery. Hebrews 4:12. That's word surgery. Let the word operate on you. Romans 12:1-3. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Galatians 2:20-21. Read those scriptures and set on those scriptures. They're gonna do something for you. That's a word operation. Focus on God's calling and God's purpose. I've been doing it for years. Not perfect, but I've been focusing. And I tell you, he won't let you down. Amen. Understanding how to live the days of heaven on earth and not watering life with your foot. I just want to close it. When ignorance is removed, abundance will be released. Never think that Satan can hold you down. John 10:10. Thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He said in the same sentence, I am come that you might have life. Now notice twice the word might is used. Think about that. Twice, might. And I always, why you put might in there? Why you just say, I can have it? No, I have to cooperate. I have to flow with him. But you can do it, can't you?
Yes.
Wave your hand if you can do it. All right, Montreal, wave your hand. And so we'll be shifting and shifting and getting into a better position to flow in time like these. Just Just go over it, mesh it, listen at it over and over again, and you'll hear some things that you didn't hear tonight.
All right.
Okay, so it's a lot of information. You got eight foundations now.
Yes. Yes.
See, the visitation is power. That means God going to show up,
yes,
talk to you, hug you, strengthen you, stand by you, give you a revelation.
Yes,
my God, my God.
Yes,